Courage is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. Maya Angelou. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Ticking with Purpose. How's your week been? Mine has been crazy with the whole coronavirus thing going on. And you know, it's been really scary. But I hope God sees us through this phase, and I hope none of our family members are hurt or get infected, and I hope nothing bad happens, and may the souls of the faithful departed rest in perfect peace. It's such a sad time, and it's also time to pray for the world and for everyone, you know, even those people we don't know. This is a time where we're all supposed to unite and be one. Let's not forget that. Now, moving on to today's topic, we're going to be talking about courage, courage, courage. No one was born to be a coward, and no one was born with courage. All virtues are cultivated and honed. A person who is courageous is not the smartest person in the room, but one who believes in his or her goals. You know, this is why I love kids. They're ready for new adventures and willing to take risks. It doesn't mean they're not afraid, but it's because they're so focused on achieving their goals, be it going on a bumpy ride or a roller coaster, climbing tables and trees, not being afraid to swim, etc. I know if you have kids, you know, they're so daring, and this doesn't mean they're not afraid, but they're just willing to take new risks. They're willing to break new grounds and to experiment new things. And their brains are 100% in response to the excitement rather than the fear. This is a lesson we need to learn from children. As we get older, we become more cautious and we tend to take less risks and play safe. And our brain tends to respond to the caution rather than the taking risk part. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being cautious, but as Anais Nin once said, life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. Life is too short and we have to seize the day, carpe diem, as people like to say. Is there a job you've been eyeing but you think you're underqualified? A boy or girl you like but you feel you're not good enough, so you're too afraid to give it a shot? A business you want to start but you're afraid to get investors? And even if you do find investors, you're afraid they're going to tell you no? Ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen if you take a giant step towards something you believe in? Maybe you get rejected, and even if you do, it's a lesson. But that doesn't mean you should give up and stop trying. You must confront your fears. 1,000 no's could lead to a giant yes someday, as long as you keep fighting for what you believe in. Courage is a psychological exercise we have to build, just as we're interested in being physically fit and getting six packs, in my case, no packs. We must be psychologically fit and build our courage. So how do we do this? First, we accept that being fearful does not equate lack of courage. We must understand that being afraid does not make us cowards. Courage is being afraid, but following through to achieve your goal anyway. It may be a bumpy ride, and I'm sure there are going to be challenges ahead, but courage pushes us through those challenges to the finish line. It's okay to be afraid, but we must never give up. Secondly, have faith and build your confidence. You must be your own biggest fan. I might say this like it's an easy thing, but you must always have faith in yourself, no matter how difficult it is. Remember, if you feel inadequate or you feel you're not good enough or you feel worthless, remember you're a product of God's art and He only creates the best. Take a look at yourself in the mirror. Fill yourself with positive words. I am good enough. I am confident. I am adequate. You must certainly believe in yourself and your goals. 3. Take baby steps, but take a step first. Make progress outside your comfort zone. Start small, and then ultimately, you'll take bigger steps. You know, for example, if you like a girl or a guy and you want to date them, you could start by being their friends first, get to know them better, you know, baby steps. Ask them out for coffee, ask them to see a movie with you. Start small. And remember, the race is not for the swift, but for those who endure till the end. It'll get easier as long as you're persistent. 4, and that's the last one. You must be willing to acquire this virtue. All the other steps don't matter if you're not willing to build your courage. You must be passionate and hungry to be courageous, and only the desire will lead you to the right path. Now, relating this to my favorite book, the Bible, my favorite character when it comes to courage is Daniel. I don't know if you know the story of Daniel, but he was a young man who was captured at a very young age, possibly a teenager, and a very handsome young man too. And he was taken to a foreign land. He was separated from his family and forced to live among pagans. He was tested both academically and spiritually, and he passed all those tests. And the most important thing was he never gave up on God. He never stopped having faith. He met face to face with the ruler Nebuchadnezzar, the king in his time, the powerful ruler in Babylon. But Daniel did not allow his fear to control him. I'm sure he was afraid at some point, but he directed his focus on God rather than the situation he was in at that point. Daniel obeyed God's laws and not the pagans' laws, because Nebuchadnezzar forced all of them to obey his laws, the pagan laws, but Daniel just refused, and he focused on his goal in spite of his fear. And through Daniel's love, faith, and obedience to God, he thrived in the ungodly land. Daniel was also thrown into a lion's den, and because he focused on his goal, because he focused on God, God saved him from that situation. God saved him from being eaten by the lion. So we must learn from Daniel. No matter what we feel, no matter how hard it may be, we must push through in spite of our fears and focus on our goal. In this case, Daniel's goal was God. He was focused on God. He was focused on God's commands. He was focused on God's love. And that was what he pushed through. That helped him overcome his fears. And he pushed through those fears, and then he was rewarded at the end of the day. So we must remember, success does not happen in one day, neither does being courageous. I'm certain that once we apply these principles, we shall surely achieve our goals. Remember, the world rewards people who believe in themselves. So guys, thank you so much for listening. Please share your comments and your views on being courageous. And if you're having any challenges with courage, don't forget to share on all our social media platforms. Our website, www.tickingwithpurpose.com, Instagram, Ticking with Purpose, Twitter, T with Purpose, Facebook, Ticking with Purpose. So see you next week on another episode of Ticking with Purpose. Don't forget to stay away from people for now. Social distancing, and wash your hands, guys. Wash your hands. And the most important thing, don't forget to pray. Enjoy your week, guys. Ciao.